his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver. Fire!
The big man sat motionless, stripped to the waist. In a neat pile on the ground beside him were neckerchief, shirt, gloves, and sombrero. In the carefully dented crown of the sombrero was a black mask. From time to time, the big man passed a hand lightly over his face. When he did so, the rippling muscles of his back and shoulders said that here was a man of tremendous strength, a man born to accept every challenge, a man who knew every twist and turn of the danger trail. Before him, the Indian, who had worked for an hour disguising the big man's features, paused and said,
You look plenty different now, Kemosabe.
You've done a good job, Tonto. In fact, I can almost feel that scar you made on my face.
Scar looked plenty real.
Now to get into some old clothing.
You go see Braden feller today?
Just as soon as Dan returns with a horse for me. Tomorrow at this time, I hope to be just another ambitious young settler living in Paradise Valley.
Come in.
That fellow Mitchell's here to see you, Mr. Braden.
Tell him I'm busy. Tell him to come back someday next week.
I told him you were busy, Mr. Braden, but he insists.
You bet your boots I insist. I've been coming back next week for 3 months. What I got to say ain't going to take long, no matter how busy you are.
Mitchell, I'm going to run out of patience with you one of these days. And I don't think that day is far off.
You're going to run out of patience.
I am. And it'll be the very next time you force your way into this office. We have laws in this community with regard to entering a man's private property.
You got our money and you promised to irrigate the valley. You promised to build a dam so as we'd have water. You promised us irrigation. It's right in the contract.
Yeah, you'd better go home and read that contract again, Mitchell. It states very clearly that the Paradise Valley Development Company will irrigate your land when all property owned by the company has been sold, and not a minute before.
Paradise Valley. Paradise. Paradise of sandburrs. Paradise of hungry kids and women folk.
Your contract also states very clearly that you are at liberty to abandon your property whenever you wish, Mitchell.
Sure, sure. Just walk off and give it back to you so as you can sell it to some other sucker. Why, you cheap money-grabbing tin horn.
Yeah, Kramer.
Sure, Mr. Braden. All right, you skedaddle. Bronto.
Why, you big overgrown.
Why, you.
Oh! Hey, take it easy there. I didn't tell you to knock his brains out.
Just wanted to give him something to show the sodbusters up in Paradise Valley.
Get him out of here. And if he comes back, you can give him the full treatment. Understand?
Sure. Come on, sodbuster.
Waller.
Yes, Mr. Braden.
How many listings we got left up in the valley?
Only 5, sir.
I'll fetch him in here. And I want the price on each one.
Yes, sir.
If those numbskulls think they've been paying high prices before, wait till they try to buy what's left.
Here are the listings, Mr. Braden.
All right. And you can put out a new list on those 5 today. And make a note of these prices.
Yes, sir.
Change the 2 full sections from 3,000 to 10,000 apiece.
10,000, sir?
You got ears, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
And pay attention to what I'm telling you. Change the 2 quarter sections from 1,000 apiece to 3,000 apiece.
Yes, sir.
And the half section, make that 6,000 instead of 1,800.
Yes, sir.
All right, get busy. Those prices are effective immediately. And from now on, when you get a prospective buyer in here, go see who that is.
Yes, sir. Yes?
I'd like to see Mr. Braden.
Mr. Braden is very busy. What was it that you wanted to see him for?
I've just arrived in town. Understood he had some promising farmland for sale.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Mr.
Tell the gentleman to come in, Waller.
Come in, sir. Come in.
Thank you.
I'm Stanley Braden, Mr.
Law.
Law? That's an unusual name. Have a chair.
Oh, thanks.
Cigar?
No, never developed a habit.
Well, you're just as well off, I'd say. Maybe better off. Now, do I understand you're looking for farmland?
That's right.
Well, sir, you couldn't have picked a better place to settle. No, sir. Not if you travel from here to California and back. And, mister, you're just in time.
Oh?
This Paradise Valley development originally consisted of 35 full sections. And right now, today, we've got exactly 5 listings left. 2 sections and a half section and 2 quarters.
Tell me, Mr. Braden, what does the valley do for its water supply?
They've got the finest irrigation set up in the country. Or will have in the very near future. You see, just the minute we complete the sale of this development, we're building a dam at the bend of the Wolf River and diverting the main channel into the valley.
Sounds like quite a project.
Tremendous, Mr. Law. Now, how much land are you interested in?
Well, that depends on the cost.
Well, sir, I'll show you just what's left here on this plat. And you can see for yourself that these beautiful farmlands are going like hotcakes. I'll have my secretary make out the abstract for that section. You can pick it up tomorrow.
Good. I'll pay cash.
What? Why, fine. I mean, it's mighty nice to have some really responsible men like you in the valley. Waller.
Yes, Mr. Braden.
Mr. Law is buying that northeast section for $10,000 cash.
Yes.
And if you have no objections, I'd like a 30-day option on the adjoining properties you have left. The 1 full section, a half, and 2 quarters.
You see, I can't give you that, Mr. Law. That is, not right this minute.
Oh, why not?
Well, I've got a prospective buyer coming in someday this week, you see. Fella coming all the way from St. Louis. If he doesn't show up, I'd be glad to give you the option.
All right. And here's the price of my section.
Yes, of course. Waller, give Mr. Law a receipt for $10,000.
Yes.
Payment in full. And a description of his property. Any day now, there'll be a batch of them numbskulls giving up and pulling out. And when they do, that property reverts back to me the minute they abandon it. And just as soon as some of those yellow bellies give up and I get a couple of those properties back, we'll grab another bag of gold dust from our friend Mr. Law. Baker.
Yes?
You're supposed to be the leader of that bunch of sheep out there. Now listen, this fella Mitchell. Him and a couple of others are pretty near ready to quit, you hear?
I know.
You get on out there and go to work on them. And the minute they pull out, you let me know, do you hear?
Sure.
Just how long you figure it'll be before the rest of that land is sold off, Mr. Braden?
Kramer, if brains was blasting powder, you wouldn't have enough to blow your nose.
No.
You idiot. It ain't never going to be sold off.
But the contracts some fellas
don't tell me about them contracts. I wrote them. And when it gets down to the last piece of ground, if it ever does, I'll make the price so high that nobody can buy it.
I see it. Braden's got us licked. I come out here to tackle new ground, make a home for the wife and kids. But I sure don't know how to tackle that buzzard.
Well, the contract says you'll build a dam the last piece of land is sold.
Yeah, and he's making sure that last piece of ground don't ever get sold.
Heard tell he sold that northeast section today for $10,000.
Sure, for cash money. Somebody with more money than Braden's. Oh, howdy, Baker.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Baker.
Heard you had trouble with Braden today, Mitchell.
That mangy crook. I'd like to put a slug in his rotten carcass. Him and that bodyguard he keeps, that Kramer gent.
Yeah, well, it's pretty discouraging.
I've just been talking to Peabody about pulling out.
Oh, golly, I sure hate to see you fellas leave. When you aim to start?
The minute the wagons are loaded.
The sooner the better, I'd say. Guess I'll go tell the missus.
Just past daylight the next morning, Ed Baker, the man who gave his sympathy to the settlers and his services to Stanley Braden, watched as the two heavily loaded wagons got underway.
Get up there! Get up there!
A moment later, Baker was on his horse and headed for town to report to his boss.
Get up! Get up there!
Nearly noon when the two wagons stopped at Wild Horse Creek at the northern rim of Paradise Valley.
Better unhitch, rest the horses.
They can rest when I get out of this place. I've had enough of Paradise Valley to last me.
Hey, look, who's the rider?
I can't say. Ain't nobody ever... Oh, sure, sure. I bet you that's the fella that bought the northeast section from Braden yesterday. More power to him, the fool.
Oh, boy. Oh, steady, old horse. Easy.
I sure feel sorry for him.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, how do you like Paradise Valley, mister?
It'll be pretty nice country after the valley's irrigated.
Stranger, I hate to disappoint you, but don't you try holding your breath until that dam gets built, you hear?
I guess you'd be Mr. Peabody.
Sure. My partner here is Mitchell.
Pulling out, huh?
Lock, stock, and barrel.
Don't want to buy a couple of real nice quarter sections, do you, mister?
I was just on my way into town to see Mr. Braden about more property.
More property? Well, mister, excuse me for getting personal, but you better spend some of that money you've got getting your head examined.
Don't you know that your property goes back to Braden if you leave the valley?
He's welcome to it, sambers and all. Oh, that is, of course, unless you'd like to buy it. A beautiful home in Paradise Valley, where the alfalfa grows so thick you can't kick your foot through it. Fruit and vegetables year-round. Yes, sir, some paradise, I'll say.
But it will be like that when it's irrigated. I happen to know that the construction of the new dam will start very soon.
Oh. I'll bet you got that straight from Stanley Braden himself, eh?
No, I got it from the engineer who's going to be in charge of construction.
You got... What's that you said?
The job will begin next week, if you're willing to help me get it started.
Huh? Say, hey, just...
You better hush, everybody. Let this fellow speak his piece. All right, mister, you talk, we'll listen.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Stanley Braden smiled at the news brought to him by his henchman, Ed Baker.
So they finally got a belly full of Paradise Valley, eh?
They pulled out at daylight.
Maybe that going over that Kramer gave Mitchell yesterday helped him to make up his mind, eh?
Reckon Peabody figured he was in line for something the same. Anyway, he didn't wait around to find out.
Keep your eyes peeled for that fellow who was here yesterday.
Law?
Yeah, if that's his real name. Not that I care.
He's in town right now. Seen him on the street when I come in. Him and another fella, stranger in town.
What? Waller!
Yes, sir?
Go on out and locate that big fella with a scar on his face, Mr. Law. Tell him I got some good news for him.
Yes, sir. Right away, Mr. Brayton.
Yes, indeed. Some real good news. Baker, you slide out of here. I got business to tend to.
Thank you.
I'll do, Mr. Law.
This is Mr. Lewis, Mr. Braden.
How do you do, Mr. Braden?
Another prospective rancher, Mr. Lewis?
Well, I'm interested, all right, but not buying just now.
Oh, too bad, sir. Too bad. Mr. Law, that client of mine I told you about, the fellow in St. Louis, just got a telegram from him.
Oh?
And he says on account of sickness, he's had to cancel his plans about moving west.
Well, that's too bad.
Doggone shame. But I thought if you were still interested in that property adjoining yours...
I am, very much. How soon do you expect to start construction of the dam?
Why, no reason why it can't begin immediately.
Now, let's get the papers made out, Mr. Braden. I'm anxious to own that property.
Don't blame me, sir. Don't blame me one bit.
You told me to come back today.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but Mr. Braden is very busy. Possibly next
week. I know how sorry you are, partner. That's for next week. I'm afraid Mr. Braden is living too much in the future.
But you can't go in there.
Can't I? Watch me, neighbor.
Mr. Kramer! Mr. Kramer!
Well, say, didn't my secretary tell you I was busy?
You're not nearly as busy as you're going to be, Braden.
Get out of my office. My secretary will give you an appointment for next week.
Been 3 weeks since you sold me the last of Paradise Valley, since you promised to start building the Wolf River Dam. But,
well, that's impossible. Peabody and Mitchell abandoned their properties, left the valley, left their properties unpaid for.
Have their notes come due since last you saw them?
That don't make a speck of difference. You sodbusters ought to read your contracts. It says if you abandon the land and leave the valley, the property reverts to me. Now I gotta sell those places over again.
Braden, you're just about the rottenest specimen of humanity I've ever run across.
Kramer! Mr. Kramer!
I've seen a killer wolf drag down a calf just for the pleasure of killing, and I've seen a murderer shoot an unarmed man in the back.
Kramer! Come in here!
I've never run across anyone as rotten or greedy...
Kramer!
...or as yellow as you are.
Kramer!
Are you calling me, Mr. Braden?
Calling you, you idiot? Of course I've been calling you. Throw this man out of my office and see that he stays out.
Why, sure, boss. Sure, you bet.
Glad you got here, Kramer. I have a message for you from Joe Mitchell.
Huh? A message for me? What message? Where is it?
Right here, Mr. Badman. Right on the end of your chin!
Make one more move and I'll drill you.
You drop gun, or me drop you.
What?
Drop gun now. Quick.
I swear, Toto. Now you got this, Braden. Get it straight. You've been so busy getting fat on Paradise Valley that you've neglected a few details.
I'll get you for this, mister.
Maybe, but you'll get this first. The ownership of the Mitchell and Peabody Farms has never reverted to you.
They pulled out, abandoned their farms. The contract...
Your mistake, Swindler. They've never left the valley.
What? But Baker said...
Then the settlers' camp found out about your man, Baker. I imagine he's out of the territory by now and still going.
But why?
Peabody and Mitchell still own their properties, Braden. If you'd paid more attention to your beloved Paradise Valley, you'd know that the Wolf River Dam has been under construction for the past 3 weeks. Let's go, Toto.
Oh, what happened?
You received a message from Joe Mitchell. Remember?
Who's in charge of this job?
I am. Who's in charge of you?
Why, get your equipment off my property immediately. Kramer, take your men and throw these tramps off my land.
Hold it. You Jaspers make one move to leave the saddle and you won't know when you hit the ground.
What?
Mr. Lewis.
Coming up, Red.
This big tub of lard says we're on his property.
Hello, Braden.
What? Say, you're the man who was in my office the other day with that fellow Law.
That's right. I'm the witness, you might say, to the sale of the remaining portion of Paradise Valley.
Witness?
I'm also a lawyer. Plenty of experience in the government land office.
Lawyer?
You're trespassing on private property, Braden. Take your hoodlums and clear out.
But listen here. I got contracts. I know my rights.
You better light a shuck, fat boy. These Irishmen of mine can do lots of things with a pick handle besides dig it in the ground. Vamoose.
late evening. Only the tiniest flicker of lamplight showed behind the drawn curtains over the office windows of the Paradise Valley Development Company. Stanley Braden, the promoter, emphasized each word he spoke to the group of hard-faced men before him.
I ain't yet figured out just how, but just as sure as I know my own name, I know that this fella Law is behind the whole thing. Waller.
Yes, sir.
You find out about Peabody and Mitchell?
Yes, sir. They never left the valley. They drove their wagons up onto Law's place and stayed there out of sight. So according to the terms of our contract...
Oh, shut up. You, Kramer, what about that construction gang?
I ain't been able to find out much. But I'll bet Law's behind that, too. I don't see how they could have got in there and done all that work. And...
Well, I do. It's because I've got a bunch of stupid idiots working for me. Now, you fellas better earn your money tonight or you'll answer to me. You're going up the valley. And you're going to pour so much lead into that construction gang, they'll think their own dam fell on them. You hear me?
Yes, boss.
And you, Kramer, you take along enough blasting powder to spread that dam all over the valley.
Sure, Mr. Braden.
So those numbskull sodbusters think I'm going to pay for their dam, do they? Well, sure, I'll pay for it. Yes, sir. But they'll have to finish it first. Now, you fellas slide out of here. One at a time, so as nobody will notice we had a meeting.
All right, mister.
Hey.
Just keep walking in the same direction.
What?
Until you get to the jailhouse. That's where you turn off.
Oh, you cut her. Oh, now, before I have to
get
put
your hands up, fella, and don't...
Why, you...
Well, that's what I was going to tell you not to do. Oh, well.
Hey, Kramer.
Hey, who's that? Where you at?
Shh. I'm over here.
I can't see you. Who is it?
It's me, Kramer. Don't you remember me?
Hey, you're the redhead, the Irishman.
Yeah. But don't you tell nobody, will you, pal? Crazy galoot. He ought to know he'd get hurt lugging that blasting powder.
In his camp, the Lone Ranger stripped off the nondescript clothes and washed away all traces of the disguise. From the saddlebags, Tonto pulled the things that were identified with the masked mystery rider.
Now the neckerchief, Tonto.
It right here.
Thanks.
Here. Your gun belt.
Right.
Me pass a mask on Pace.
Braden's going to have the showdown in a few minutes.
Mask tight enough?
Just right. And my hat, please.
Here.
Oh, thanks. I'll meet you, Tonto.
Steady, boy. Easy now. On, Silver!
Brayton crouched before the iron safe in his office. His face was beaded with the sweat of tension as he turned the dials.
By the time those fellas get through wrecking that camp on the river, I'll be on my way.
I'll take the cash box, Brayton.
What? Who? A masked man.
You won't need all that cash in jail.
You? I know that voice. You're Mr. Law.
Give me that cash box.
Oh, stop. Give me that. That's my money.
What's the trouble, Brayton?
I'm robbed. Help me. That man's got my cash. $70,000. Do something about it.
Braden, take it easy. I forgot to tell you that I was something else besides an expert on land claims and a lawyer.
You forgot what?
He forgot to tell you that he was also a United States Marshal.
A Marshal? Then you've got to do your duty. Arrest this man. I demand his arrest.
Take it easy, Braden.
He's stolen my money.
Let me tell you something, Braden. That money isn't yours. It was stolen by you with a phony contract. If there's any left after the people you've swindled have been reimbursed, you'll get it.
You can't do this. The law.
I'll tell you something about the law. You can't sell a man property and then repossess it without due service of a legal notice.
But
I'll tell you something else, Braden. There's a dam under construction. That part of your contract is legal. You're going to have to pay for that dam.
I didn't order those men to work.
We won't be technical about that.
Perhaps you'd better take charge of this case, Lewis.
Right.
Well, you won't need me anymore. Adios.
Well, stop him. He's masked. He's a thief.
He acted at my request, Braden.
But he's
stole... You see, he wasn't hampered by the red tape that tied my hands. As for you, Braden, I guess you'll be a guest of the government for a few years. You shouldn't have used the United States mails to help you defraud the people. Funny, such a smart Jasper could make so many mistakes.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.